This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Guys there now this season. How's that affected you,
do you think? I don't know if it's affected me too much. I mean, I've played with all those guys before, and I know those guys are out there battling. They're out there, and they've played winning football before. And so I just go about my business, go about my process, and try to stay within the scheme of the offense. And then when stuff breaks down, I try to go out there and make plays. And so that's what I'm going to continue to do.
After that last sack in the fourth quarter, looked like you were pretty upset about that. Did you talk to Andy about making a change at any point there?
I did not. No, I was more upset just because I felt like there was people open and we hadn't scored in the red zone. And so I knew that was a big drive, and I think I was just more upset about the fact that we didn't execute at a high enough level in the red zone.
You had a chance to watch DJ work a little bit here. What are your initial impressions of him?
Yeah, I mean, you see how talented he is. I mean, the physical gifts are there. It's been cool to watch him interact with other guys, too. I mean, you can tell he's smart. I mean, he's willing to teach guys, which is big in that room. We got a lot of young guys there. And so I've been very impressed, and I'm excited for him to get more and more work with more and more practice and hopefully be ready to go as soon as possible.
Patrick, obviously you guys want to play perfect every game and you want like a progression all season, but I wonder in some ways, do you enjoy the sort of problem solving and sort of resetting of everything as you go as part of the whole process?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if enjoy is the word for it, but I think it keeps you motivated, which I think can be a good thing in the end. I think sometimes I look back on the year we lost in the Super Bowl, and we were very dominant throughout the regular season, and it's just kind of like you get in this point where you start coasting because you're winning games, you're just kind of doing the normal thing. Whereas if you look at us last year, even though it didn't go the way we wanted to, it felt like we just continued to work every single week, and we knew we had to get better, and we didn't let the details slip, and we ended up playing our best football at the end of the year. And so that's the hope, is that with all these close finishes, we're getting wins, but it's keeping us hungry so that we can try to continue to get better as the season goes on.
Do you feel like, it's kind of a funny way to put it, I guess, but have you evolved already this season? I mean, do you feel like, okay, I see the progressions, we're forming, even though things look a lot the same at the end of games?
Yeah, I think we've done better offensively. I can speak to it, of course. I mean, just we've done better executing the offense, going to the right positions. I've done a better job of giving guys chances to make plays. It's just little plays here and there that have kind of stalled out drives, if that's the deep shots that I've missed to Xavier or other guys, or if that's the red zone and not executing at that time in the red zone. I mean, there's plays in games that if we just make that play, the offense scores 30 points, and we're not even having this discussion.
Patrick, to kind of follow up on that, I mean, you've had three championship seasons. They've all kind of been a little bit different. This year, your record is much better than last year, 11-1 versus 8-4, but some of the peripheral numbers maybe aren't even quite as good, right? Do you feel like this is a championship team? Is there a point before the end of the year that if you don't feel like yet you're there, that you need to get to before you get to the postseason, or can you just flip that switch after?
I mean, every team I've been on, I feel like has been a championship team. It's been plays here or there that have either we've lost in overtime of the AFC Championship game or lost in the Super Bowl. But I feel like we have the talent and we have the coaching staff and we have the work ethic to go out there and win any football game. It's about going out there and doing that on a week-to-week, day-to-day basis. And I feel like we have those guys that are motivated enough to do that. But it's not going to be easy. I mean, it never is. You have to really play your best football at the perfect time in order to win a championship, and that's what I've learned through my time in the NFL.
Does pressure come with that? I mean, everyone wants to play on a championship caliber team. You mentioned you feel like you've had that every year, but maybe more than any other team, maybe the Niners, but like your season is going to be about just winning the Super Bowl. Other teams can get to the playoffs or win a couple of playoff games. It's going to be a good year. For you guys, it really is just one thing. Does that weigh on the team? Does that create stress that maybe other teams don't deal with?
I honestly don't know. I mean, that's the reason you play the sport. I mean, I've never had a team that I didn't believe could win the Super Bowl, and so I don't know what I would be doing and how I would be acting if we weren't going to the playoffs. I mean, my goal at the end of the year is to win the Super Bowl, and nothing else matters.
Patrick, I saw an interview Max Crosby talking the other day about how he makes maybe you take advantage of the quarterback rules over on the sideline, and we saw this Trevor Lawrence hit. I think we've talked about this before on that one play when you were didn't go out of bounds. I'm guessing you feel like you're not trying to take advantage of any unwritten rules about hitting quarterbacks, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just playing football at the end of the day, and I don't feel like I've ever put anybody in jeopardy of not wanting to hit me. I mean, I know when you get an open field, guys want to hit you, and I get down when I feel like it's necessary to get down, but there's times and big spots in the games where I know I need to get first downs, and I go for it. And so it's not taking advantage of any rules. I think if, more than anything, it's me being smart in the moment of knowing when and not to and when to go for it. And you've seen that for me in the playoffs, and I feel like you see that for me in big spots in games because I know that sliding at that moment is not going to get us the win, and I'm all about winning.
Patrick, do you feel vulnerable when you do slide? Do you feel like that does protect you when you slide? It just seems like you're kind of a little bit defenseless in that moment.
I'm big on when I do slide, trying to get the head down. Because at the end of the day, man, it's a split-second decision. And I know guys playing the sport, I mean, for the most part, 99% of guys are not trying to hurt anybody. They're just trying to make plays. And those guys are flying down, trying to stop you from getting first down. So when I do slide, I try to get my head down as quickly as possible and try to avoid those situations. But that stuff happens in football. And luckily, Trevor's all right because, I mean, that's the most important thing. But at the end of the day, I think everybody's just going out there playing the sport that they love as hard as they can. And sometimes bad things happen, but hopefully we can move through it and learn from it.
How much respect do you have for Justin Herbert as a counterpart here in this game?
Yeah, I mean, I have a ton of respect. I mean, he's one of those guys that, like, every ball he throws is a perfect spiral. You can tell he can throw the football as good as anybody. He works extremely hard, and I think what gets lost in it sometimes is how tough he is. I mean, he battles through a lot of injuries. He plays the game the right way, and I've played him in a lot of great football games because of the type of talent that he is.
We'll go last three. Start with Nate. Go ahead, Nate.
Patrick, obviously, you can see it in practice a lot, and I just wonder from your perspective if you guys are on the plus side of the field, similar to whether it's against the Saints or obviously the Raiders on Friday, if you can tell maybe beforehand that Travis is going to lateral the ball to Samaje, or if it's maybe something that is more designed than maybe people realize.
Well, it's not designed at all. He's like the only person that would do it. I know it sometimes looks like that, but I think it's more of him just being in this offense for so long that he knows where guys are that are running different routes. And so the play the other day, he was just kind of a check down guy. He was open. I was going to throw it to him, try to get as close as I can to fourth down and so I can try to convince Coach Reed to go for it. And he laterals it to Samaje and he makes a play. But he does that in practice, and it started off as kind of a joke. And then now it's kind of become a thing. And as long as he completes it, Coach is going to keep letting him do it, but he knows the consequences if he doesn't.
Nick, Patrick, what do you see from this Chargers secondary, especially coming off the 4-interception performance?
Yeah, I mean, they're so I think the best way they're so good at their scheme, and they know where the weaknesses are in their scheme and how to cover those up, and then they have the talent to do it. I think it all starts with Derwin. I mean, he's a great football player. He can play anywhere on the football field, and he's going to make plays happen. But they have a lot of other guys as well that are playing extremely fast. This is a really good defense. It'll be a great challenge for us.
Last one.
Patrick, speaking on that lateral, this Sunday, Josh Allen had a pretty special play with his own. I know the Chiefs didn't invent the lateral, but Travis, this team, do you think they've had an influence on this league as of late with that play?
I don't know about that. I mean, I think it just comes down to guys that know how to play ball and are confident enough to do it. And if you look at the two guys that did it in that game, it's Amari Cooper, a guy who's had success for a long time in this league, and Josh, and a guy that had obviously had a ton of success. And they're football players more than just positions. And that's what happens when you get a lot of football players out there that know what's going on is they make plays happen.